True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime use.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Sir Prenant.
Noon hour here on 97.3 The Fan. Sam Levitt with you, filling in for Brayden on this Monday morning, taking you up, well, not Monday morning anymore, now it's Monday afternoon, taking you up until 2 p.m. here on 97.3 The Fan when we flip things over to Gwyn and Chris. Remember to listen at 1 p.m. for us to announce today's biggest fan for a chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padres game with all of the fan staff. I'll even make an appearance. Register your name at 97.3thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. A lot of good stuff still to come on the program until 2 p.m. We'll be joined by AJ Cassville, Padres beat reporter for MLB.com at 12:40. Darnay Tripp of NBC7 will join us at 1:40. We'll continue to talk Padres, get to a little NFL headlines as well coming up here and continue to break things down. I did want to just, I saw this in the chat here, so I wanted to, I just wanted to make sure that I didn't miss something. We have somebody in the chat here. I don't like calling people out, so I won't say the name. Not only does Sammy not know college football, but clearly has no clue on why these gambling cases are coming to light and how gambling being legal has actually helped that happen. It's not the opposite. Frank, am I wrong, or did we essentially say that?
I said that explicitly, that the legalization of gambling has brought these cases to the limelight.
Yes. I felt like we made that point.
I said that word for word, actually.
So there we go. I thought we had said it. I just want to defend myself. I'll be honest with you. Pre and post game, I don't dive into the chat much. I encourage the comments. I will dive in there sometimes, but I don't go out of my way to respond to any criticism, I would say. And I get some. I get some from time to time. But hey, you know, I'm much more relaxed here on the 10 to 2. There was something else I wanted to do before I get into the mischaracterization of Sam Levitt on this program.
You call it mischaracterization.
What was it? There was one. Let me just look at my list here before I do anything else. We will talk more Padres, I promise. Can I just give you a couple of items on my list here that we may get to before we're done? So I got to airplane Wi-Fi. I've got diners, drive-ins, and dives on the list here. Guy Fieri. I had some thoughts about that.
Okay.
We haven't talked about Josh Naylor re-signing with the Mariners. I do want to touch on that.
Hold on. Time out.
I also want to explain why the voters got it wrong as far as the Cal Raleigh, Aaron Judge, American League MVP debate. Oh, I know what I wanted to get to before I get to the mischaracterization of Sam Levitt. I took a quick look at the newcomers on the Hall of Fame ballot. Mm-hmm. The ones that stand out, Cole Hamels, Hunter Pence, Ryan Braun, Matt Kemp. At a quick glance, it just looking a tiny little bit deeper, I'm a no on all these guys. As far as Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. I don't see it. I mean, Cole Hamels, 3.43 career ERA. Again, I'm very quickly looking. Four-time All-Star, you know, 163 wins. Hunter Pence, you know, 279 career hitter, 244 career home runs. Ryan Braun, you know, actually hit over 350 as far as home runs. He has the best numbers out of any of these guys, 296. I'm very quickly looking here. Matt Kemp, no. Same thing. I mean, none of these guys are Hall of Famers.
He was a part of the Mitchell Report, was he not, Braun?
Who? He was part of something.
It was one of the steroid.
Yeah. I just
It was either the Mitchell Report or it might have been Biogenesis, actually.
Yeah, very, very quick look. I would say no. I might be off, but that's a very, very quick look based on gut reaction and just very quick look at a baseball reference page to refresh my memory. All right. Let's get to, because we have a little time here, the mischaracterization of Sam Levitt. So, why do I say the mischaracterization of Sam Levitt, the assault on my character on this program? I was alerted to a conversation that was had here at some point last week about how apparently I take a lot of trips. Yeah. Now, I would like to lay this out for everybody. Number one, since the baseball season ended, first week of October, I have been out of San Diego twice. 1 week at home in New York, seeing my parents. That's where my parents are. 1 week in Hawaii. And it's been 5-ish weeks of off season. I mean, that does not seem excessive to me, especially when you consider, and this is the main part, I work, and I want to make something very clear. This is not a complaint. I know when I came here to San Diego, 97.3 The Fan.
The complaining happens off air.
Okay. I knew exactly what I was getting into. Exactly. I want to make this very clear. This is not a complaint. I'm just giving you the reality. From the first day of spring training until when the Padres are done, hopefully one day it's hoisting a World Series trophy, but until whenever they're done, they play, they have an active day at spring training, I work.
Unless you have a wedding to go to or something.
Well, hold on. There have been a couple of scenarios in my four seasons where I've had specific weddings. I've missed a lot of weddings, but specific weddings where I've missed a couple of games for. That is true. But I think I could now, I've got sick a couple of times, but I still think even with that, I could count on, in four seasons, I could count on two hands the amount of games I've missed. I'm on every day from early February to whenever they're done. So let's count it. February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. It's an 8 to 9 month period. Again, not a complaint. I signed up for it. I love baseball season. I know what I'm doing. My point is, aside from if I'm fortunate enough in a couple scenarios to travel, you know, where the Padres are playing, for the most part, I am here in San Diego. Aside from spring training, but I'm either in Arizona or with the Padres or here in San Diego for that 8-9 month period. I do not go on any trips. I work every weekend day, that entire stretch. Padres are off, I'm off. That's it. So my point is, not a complaint, my point is, the mischaracterization that I'm always on trips, well, during the part of the year where I have the free time, yes, I go on some trips. I take a week here. I take a week there. I might go to Europe. I might go to Japan. Yes, I take some time. So I don't see the issue. What kind of this mischaracterization that I'm always taking trips? 8-9 months out of the year, I don't go anywhere. And that's what I had. And that's what I had a problem with on this program.
You go to Petco Park all the time.
Yeah, go there. But I mean, this is my time of year to take a trip.
I mean, you've been to New York.
Heaven forbid. Seems like a guy wants to take a trip.
It seems like every other week you're going to New York during the off season.
Okay, a couple of times each off season. I think I've been twice. But here's the thing.
And my, now my Hawaii.
Parents, here's the thing. My parents usually live in New York.
Usually go skiing. You're usually up in Colorado.
But again, this is my time of year to go because from February to October, I don't go anywhere.
Can you give us a good recommendation for a ski lodge in Aspen?
I don't do Aspen. I could give you Breckenridge and Vail. I could give you Park City. But I mean, heaven forbid a guy take a little time to enjoy himself. Take some time off. During the off season, do I go some places? Yes.
I remember,
but
this time
the rest of the year I don't go anywhere.
I remember
people
this
are taking
time,
vacations left and right. They're going to the lake for July 4th. They're going here for Memorial Day. They're going here for Labor Day. I don't do any of that.
I remember this time last year, like, you did half of our Wednesday night shows from New York, from your mother's kitchen.
I did some.
No, it was like half
of
them.
It was a compromise we made in order, you know, that I could do it, you know, would let me.
Are you doing that Wednesday show this year? Because I don't know. I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm not putting thoughts.
I just talked about it.
Okay, that's fine.
Now he's gonna remember. maybe. I mean, honestly, but here's the thing. To be totally honest, like from a Padres.
Adam's already in the chat.
From a Padres roster standpoint, there hasn't been a ton to talk about. So
I heard
this entire conversation about all these trips. I'm like, yes, in the off season. I go, but here's the thing, and Adam can back me up on this, and he's listening. Hey, anytime Adam needs something, for the most part, I'm there to do it. I'm available to him. We'll do winter meetings.
What about a 2-hour show on Wednesday night?
Maybe. I mean, we haven't talked about it. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll start it at the winter meetings. I don't know. Adam, to be honest with you, Adam has weirdly not been all over me about it. So, you know, if he's not all over me about it, I mean.
He might be now.
Yeah, maybe. So, anyway, I just wanted to address this reputation I have for going on all these trips.
I mean, look, you live a lavish lifestyle.
8-9 months of the year, I don't go anywhere.
Champagne Sammy.
But during the off-season,
Champagne Sammy, there's a reason why.
Do I like to go on a trip? Do I like to go ski? Yeah, I do.
Sam, there is a reason why. There's a reason why there's a reason why that moniker rolls around. Just first class, going to New York, going to Hawaii, going to Colorado, going to Wyoming, going wherever, going to Texas, going back to wherever.
I haven't been to Texas in a long time.
Back to Chicago.
Yes. I was just there for the wild card series.
You were just there.
No, I was with the Padres. But actually, I have a wedding that I might go to.
There it is.
Well,
there's another vacation actually, for Sam Levitt. By the way, condolences on Sister Jean, that was a big one. That was sad.
I have a great photo with Sister Jean.
I think there's a bobblehead of her back there somewhere.
Yeah, amazing life, really. I have a great photo with Sister Jean. I loved working at Loyola. What was I going to say? Oh, just one other note on this. It is funny because I have winter meetings coming up in Orlando. That's the 7th to the 10th. And I actually...
Another trip.
I actually had to change. We originally had booked a flight San Diego to Orlando and back. And then I got a B-list invite to a wedding of a friend of mine. But there's like specific reasons why I'm going to the wedding. Okay. Some of my friends are there. We've been talking about it. We were hoping I would somehow get an invite to this wedding of somebody I went to high school
with. You were hoping you got an invite to a wedding. That is probably
so
the first time.
We changed the flights to go from San Diego to Philadelphia to Orlando and back.
Oh, you got to go to Phil. Oh.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm going to go to New York, and then I'm going to drive down to Philly with my friend the next day. So, yes, I'm even having to maneuver my work trip around my other trips. Anyway, can you tell me what time I should go to break out here?
B-list. The brother said a B-list invite. We can go to break now. If you
right
want.
Now?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Let's do that. When we come back, Frank, what should we get into?
We can run it for another 2 minutes if you want.
I got these NFL headlines. I do want to talk about Fernando Tatis Jr. We got AJ at 12:40. You know what? This is what we're going to do. I'm going to come back. I want to get to this Fernando stuff because I wrote some of this stuff out. I have a little Fernando Tatis Jr. segment here. AJ Cassavell at 12:40. We'll talk more Padres. 1 p.m. we'll reset it. Maybe we'll do some of this NFL stuff. And we'll wrap up with some whatever in Darnay Tripp in the 1 p.m. hour. San Diego's number one sports station. We will get back to the sports talk after this.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Be joined by AJ Cassavell. Talk about a number of different Padres topics at 12:40 p.m. So that's coming your way in about 20 minutes. Before we do that, wanted to talk about Fernando Tatis Jr. because I thought it was really, really interesting when the NL MVP voting came out. Shohei Ohtani won the MVP. If you go down by the points, and you might know, you might not know, you know, players get points for a first place vote, a second place vote, a third place vote, a fourth place, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, and so on. They tabulate those points, and whoever has the most points out of the voters or out of the players, I should say, wins MVP. Shohei Ohtani won it convincingly. Kyle Schwarber was second, Juan Soto third. The rest of the list, Geraldo Perdomo, Trey Turner fifth, Paul Skeen sixth, Corbin Carroll seventh, and the Padres, Fernando Tatis Jr., was eighth on the list. So Fernando finishing eighth in MVP voting in 2025. Fernando also winning his second Platinum Glove Award in 2025. The reason I wanted to take at least a segment today to talk about Fernando is this. You know, if you would have not kept track of the stats and just watched his season, I think a lot of fans would say it was an underwhelming season for Fernando Tatis Jr. But here's the thing. The guy put up six WAR. The guy finished eighth in NL MVP voting. He played 155 games. By far and away, it was the healthiest, most consistent season from an on-the-field, getting-on-the-field standpoint that Fernando Tatis Jr. has had in his career. He had a six WAR season. That's really, really, really good. Okay, Fernando, by the metrics, was a really, really, really good player. Had a great season. You look at the power numbers, 25 home runs, 71 RBIs, 27 doubles. To me, Fernando had a really, I would say, good yet odd year. And the Padres need him, in my opinion, for him to have a different year in 2026 to be the most impactful version of Fernando Tatis Jr. I think you can really look at it and break it down like this. You look at what Fernando did in March and April. You remember he got off to that scorching hot start. I mean, the guy looked like he was going to be an MVP candidate in the first month of the season. He was unbelievable. Hit 345, 409 on base percentage, 602 slug, 10-11 OPS in 29 games. May through September, much larger sample, 249, 358 on base percentage, 410 slug, 768 OPS in 126 games, 17 home runs the rest of the way after, again, he hit, what was it? He hit 8 in the first 29 and 17 in the first in the final 126 games. And if you recall, if you watched it, there were long, long stretches of last year where Fernando struggled, where Fernando was not, it didn't feel like he was a major part of the offense. Now, you look at Fernando's year, his on-base percentage, 368. He walked by far and away the most of his career at 89 walks. He also played the most he's ever played in his career. Stolen bases, 32, a career high. There was a lot of good, and the defense, goes without saying, was tremendous. Tremendous. But from an offensive standpoint, I think it's fair to look at Fernando's season and say, he was great. He really was. He put up six WAR. The player, as a whole, was great. But it needs to look a little different in 2026. You need Fernando to be the more 42 home run, 100 RBI guy. I would, and this is sort of a weird eye test thing. A lot of you listening out there, you watched every game of last season. There were stretches where Fernando did not feel super impactful. That's the word I would use for 2026 for Fernando. Impact. The home runs. Hey, 25 home runs for Fernando, to me that's low. I'm not saying he's got to hit 40, but can you get 30-something? Can you get 35? To me, I would take less walks and more home runs. I would take less stolen bases and more home runs. You're looking for the 2021 version of Fernando where he felt day in, day out from an offensive standpoint so impactful. So to me, it's that classic scenario of two things can be true at once. You need more from Fernando. I think you want him to be more of a run producer, power producer, but also acknowledged that even in a very different looking season for him, the guy was still really, really good. And it speaks to the unbelievable talent that he is. He had a really, really good year, and his defense plays a part in it. But I'll tell you what, I take a little less stellar defense for some more home runs. I could live with just a gold glove season and not a platinum glove season if you hit 35 to 40 home runs. So it'll be a fascinating year for Fernando. In a lot of ways, he had a great year. In other ways, when you look at 25 home runs, 71 RBIs, I think when the Padres signed him to the long-term deal, when he first came up, when he was having that unbelievable run in 2021, I don't know that they viewed him as a 25 home run, 71 RBI guy. I don't think they did. I think they viewed him as a 35 home run, 110 RBI guy. Personally, I would trade out some of the defense and some of the walks for more power and more run production. I would. You still want him to steal bases, but the conversation really sparked in my head when I looked at the MVP voting, because you're looking at it and I don't know, day to day, did it feel like Fernando was, you know, an MVP caliber player? I don't think so. Not last year. Do I think he has the talent to do that? Yeah. Do I think he was that last year? No. And again, he finished eighth. It's not like he finished second. But it just kind of reminded me, you know, even at a year where it felt like he was just not nearly at his best, not nearly at his most impactful, guy was still really, really good. It's really, really good. You just need that little bit more from Fernando. They're really good to just beyond words great year. And the Padres are going to need it. Look, we talked about it a little bit earlier. You don't know how much there is to spend. You don't know what the payroll's going to be. They have a major, major, major need in that rotation. I said it earlier. I can make the argument right now that whatever money the Padres have to spend should go towards that rotation. Okay, because that's, I don't want to say dire, but you look at that rotation and right here, right now, you've got Nick Pivetta, you've got Joe Musgrove. Joe's coming off the Tommy John, but I'm going to count on Joe as somebody I can trust. You know, Randy, he's getting there. Can I pencil in? Can I put in pen that Randy's going to give you a really good year? Maybe, but to me, he's a really good fifth starter. He's not your three. Got major needs there. So my point is, I don't know what that offensive bat's going to be. I don't know what they're going to be able to do free agent-wise. They've got a farm system that they've dipped into a ton over the last couple of years. I don't know what they have to trade from a farm system standpoint at this moment, even though AJ does such a great job at restocking. One thing that can make up for a lot of that uncertainty from an offensive standpoint is Fernando being the Fernando of 2021. Is Fernando not just being really, really good. It's a 6-war guy, platinum glover, stayed healthy. It was all great. That's great. But that home run number, 2026, I'd like it to be above 30. That RBI number, 2026, I'd like it to be over 100. I'd take less walks for that. I'd take less stolen bases for that. I'd take even a little less defense for that. That's one area where Padres need more power. We all know it. It's got to be a major, major, major talking point of their offense heading into next year. Well, one way they can get it, you get 10 more home runs from Fernando or more. You get 15 more home runs and he hits 40. Wouldn't that be fun? To see Fernando above 40 home runs again? I just feel like there is more impact Fernando can have on a day-to-day basis. And again, not for it to get lost. He had, by a lot of metrics and in a lot of ways, a great year last year. But day-to-day, it was a weird year because day-to-day via the eye test, it didn't always feel that way. It didn't feel like he was having the kind of impact you know he's capable of. So when we talk about an increase in power in 2026, they need that. When you talk about maybe limited capability of adding another bat. I'll tell you again, something that could go a long way is Fernando being the ultimate version of himself. And I don't know. Do you feel like he was that last year? I don't. He had a really good year, but I don't.
There were a lot of issues that Fernando had this year, and a lot of it was off the field stuff. He had the lawsuit. There were other things that he had going on. And it's really easy for someone in our position to say, leave it at the door, forget it. When you're out on that field, that's the only thing that matters. But as we said on the show throughout the year, that stuff weighs on you. Mm-hmm. That's all stuff that compiles and compounds on you throughout the course of a season. And it weighs you down. It does, as much as you try and as much as you want to just leave it off on the field. Look, leave it off the field. That's stuff that's going to affect you.
There's a lot of questions I think you can have about that, about, you know, that and how it impacted him. I will always go back to last year when he got hit on the arm in Pittsburgh. He was having such a great start to the season. Mm-hmm. He got hit. I think it was the first day of May or the last day of April. Had that big.
The big welt.
He was not the same after that. I don't know how you could look at that point and not think that he wasn't right for a while after that.
And that was also the time where a lot more pitchers started to pitch him up and in, where he's the least comfortable.
Whatever it is, my point is this. Fernando had a really, really nice year, okay? He is so talented that even when you feel like he's not near the prime version of himself, he can be really good. But I just think there's so much more there still. And it's a compliment to Fernando from an impact standpoint. I want to watch Padres baseball next year and feel like Fernando, day in, day out, is maybe the best player on the planet.
Yeah.
He's got that capability. I want to feel like that. I want to watch him and say, this guy is the best player on the planet right now.
I mean, he had that, again, a lot of the off-the-field issues. He lost his, quote-unquote, lost his smile at one point during the season where he's like, yeah, no, this just isn't hitting it right now for me.
Yeah, so we'll see.
I hope a lot of that is cleared up and that you can see the best of Fernando because it's something
but
special
it's a
to watch.
It's a compliment. Yeah, it's a compliment to him. He still had up 6-4. He had a great year.
Yeah.
So, again, when you talk about things that the Padres need in 2026, to me that is actually towards the top of the list. You just need that Fernando, I think, would go such a long way for this team. All right, we'll be joined by AJ Katzfeld. I'm going to ask AJ about Fernando and other Padres topics when we return right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Fan. Sam Levitt with you here on 97.3 The Fan, filling in for Braden Saprenant on this Monday. And right now, we're very happy to be joined by the great AJ Cassaville, Padres beat reporter for MLB.com. All guests on 97.3 The Fan, join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. AJ, my friend, how are you? How's your offseason going?
It's going. I'm in full off-season mode as of now. I think last week I spent in Las Vegas at the GM meetings and the MLB awards. But now that that's kind of the unofficial start to the off-season, and now it's kind of full go from here.
Well, we did have a little bit of Padres news this morning. Padres signing Kyle Hart to a one-year deal with a club option for next year. Hart had a bit of an up and down season last year. There were positives as far as his numbers against lefties, what he does with the sweeper. To you, what do you believe the Padres see in Kyle Hart and how they may plan to use him in 2026?
Yeah, it's really interesting because of how he finished the season in the bullpen and the way his fastball played up a tick or two. And I think the way his sweeper played in that bullpen and the fact that you can mix and match him against lefties. Like, he was a pretty appealing bullpen piece, I think, down the stretch with some flaws. He walked some guys in some spots and he obviously didn't make the wild card series roster, but like, there were things to like about him in the bullpen. But you look on paper at this team and kind of where their deficiencies are and where their strengths are, like, the bullpen is clearly a strength and the rotation is clearly a need. So I think they enter this season, or at least camp, with Kyle Hart potentially in an either or role. Like, he can cover innings, he could potentially compete for a starting spot if there aren't other guys that step up and grab that spot. Mm-hmm. But ideally, I think you want him in that lefty relief role. The Padres have a few options for that spot as well. Wandy Peralta, Yuki Matsui behind Adrian Morejon. I think it's just another arm that they're intrigued by, that they like, that they obviously declined his option for his team option for, I think it was $5 million, but you can bring him back on a more affordable deal and just kind of see where you progress, because there were a lot of things to like down the stretch with Kyle Hart last season. Like, I think he was really starting to build something working in the bullpen with that fastball playing up, with the sweeper being effective, with his effectiveness against left-handers. So you bring him back and just add him to that pitching mix. Where he lands might be dependent on who else they add to that group this winter.
AJ, a handful of days ago, you wrote about a few different things for MLB.com. One of the things you talked about, and you alluded to it, obviously the Padres have major needs in the starting rotation. To me, it's top of the list as far as where their offseason begins. But the idea of, and I've talked about it when I filled in here the last few weeks, the idea of the Padres going to maybe their biggest strength, their bullpen, and using that to fill needs in their rotation. You mentioned the names, Mason Miller, Adrian Morejon, David Morgan. Look, I've got my own thoughts on some of the hesitancy I have about guys like Miller and Morejon transitioning into starting roles, considering how good they are as relievers and some of the health concerns. Your thoughts on what direction the Padres may go with those three names, Morgan, Miller, and Morejon in particular, and the idea that one of, if not multiple, of those guys could be stretched out heading into spring training?
Yeah, I think I share some of your hesitancies, because it's just such a strength of the Padres right now. And speaking with AJ Preller last week at the general manager's meetings, he did too. He basically said, we don't want to have two mediocre units. We know our bullpen is excellent. Our bullpen needs to stay excellent while somehow finding a way to make the rotation as good as it can be. Like, those hesitancies are real. The fact that you have gotten two of the best relief seasons in baseball last year from Morejon and Miller, like, those are two guys that, like, it's no sure thing if they transition to the rotation that they will be as effective. Maybe their ceiling is a little higher because of the innings they would cover, but you already know that they're two of the best relievers in baseball in the bullpen right now. What I will say is the Padres are going to explore these decisions, and they're going to talk with the players themselves, kind of get a gauge for what the players want, because I think AJ Preller's gotten a pretty good track record of converting some guys. And one thing he said was that it, like, the player has to be fully on board to a move to the rotation for it to be successful. And so that makes obviously a ton of sense. the Padres do get the benefit of the doubt in making these decisions because of how well they've done in the past with finding relievers, finding kind of fringe guys who had pitched out of the bullpen. Look, Michael King had started with the Yankees, obviously, a few times, but they turned him into a front of the rotation starter. Seth Lugo wanted to be a starter. He transitioned into one of the best starters in baseball. Like, they get some benefit of the doubt for identifying the right guys and turning them into rotation pieces, but they can't afford to get this one wrong because Morejon and Miller combined to make up the two best pitchers in what might be the best bullpen in baseball. Mm-hmm. And the best bullpen in baseball, I would say, is the Padres' biggest strength and what could lead them to success in 2026. And you really don't want to you don't want to steal from a strength to address what you perceive to be a weakness when there's other avenues you can take to address that weakness. I'm hesitant, like you probably are, for that reason. But I also know that, like, the Padres are discussing all of these things and understand all of these things and understand those risks. It's just going to be interesting to see what way they go.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. I'm hesitant, but then I start looking at the rotation and, you know, you start thinking about it and you're like, well, maybe it's something you try and you see how it goes coming out of spring training. We're joined by AJ Casavell, Padres beat reporter for MLB.com. AJ, before you came on, I was talking about Fernando Tatis Jr. and sort of, I think, the fascinating season that Fernando had. He put up 6 WAR. He won a platinum glove. He played 155 games, which is no small feat considering his injury history. How do you characterize the season that Fernando had? The way I put it was he had a really, really, really nice year. There's a lot of good to take away from it, but you feel like there's more impact day-to-day from an offensive standpoint to be had for Fernando. How would you characterize what Fernando's season was?
Yeah, basically just that. Like, really, really good, but not what he's capable of. I think it's interesting. Like, there aren't many players in the world that are capable of, like, an 8 or a 9 WAR season. So if you get a 6 WAR season from someone, you're generally pretty pleased with that season. I think the Padres are pretty pleased with what they got from Tatis. He was excellent defensively. He had some stretches during the season where he showed what he could do offensively, but he didn't reach that ceiling that we know that he has. And so you look at that and you kind of look at some of the offense's struggles, or maybe not struggles, but just the lack of power that the Padres had. And there's going to be talk of how they address that externally, who they go out and sign in the offseason to help supplement that offseason. If you get the best version of Fernando Tatis Jr., I think that goes the longest way toward helping that offense, toward establishing that. I think what you want out of the Padres offense in 2026. And look, Tatis made some serious strides in his plate discipline and his ability to stay in the strike zone in 2025. If he can match that to his power potential, like, this is a guy that could win the MVP next season.
Yeah.
And the other thing, like, I'm just talking about it right now, I'm a little hesitant to, like, continue to go down this road of, like, what he could do, what he needs to change, because, like you said, he had such a solid season that, like, he clearly wasn't the problem. He clearly wasn't the reason that the Padres didn't achieve their goals last season. He had a good season defensively, a good season offensively. It's just that there's more to be extracted from him, and I think he knows that. I think he was pretty hard on himself after the season, particularly the way it ended. But that doesn't mean, like, some of the good things he did in 2025 don't matter and aren't going to be something that he can build on going forward. So, honestly, like, I look at this 2025 season and I wonder, like, wherever it goes after this year might define how this season went. Like, his season is over, but if Tatis makes the strides on the 2025 season, if he keeps that plate discipline and adds the power, maybe we look back on 2025 as the season where he's kind of started that development into being that complete offensive player, where he can work some walks at the top of the order and also hit for power, hit some home runs. So I don't know. It was up and down. It was such a good season, and yet leaves you wanting a little bit more. And I think that's kind of probably how he would characterize it too.
Yeah, well said. Good points all the way around on Fernando Tatis Jr. AJ Casavell, Padres beat reporter for MLB.com, joining us here on 97.3 The Fan. Last one for you, AJ. We'll stay on offense. No secret, and more home runs for Fernando Tatis Jr. would help this, but the Padres need more pop. They need more power. You would imagine they are looking for that in a bat heading towards the winter meetings, although A.J. Preller didn't close the door on a reunion with Luis Arraez for 2026 at the GM meetings. Your thoughts on their pursuit of a bat and I suppose the Arraez possibility as well?
Yeah, Arraez doesn't seem to fit that trajectory of looking for power, but every time we ask AJ Preller about power, he says more or less what he said with the rotation and the bullpen, or how you don't want to rob from one thing you do well to make sure another thing does, make sure you do another thing well. Like, he wants the team's contact oriented approach to remain while still finding a way to tap into that power. And so I think that's part of the reason you're hearing that the Padres are interested in bringing back Luis Arraez. And ultimately, I think that depends on what the number is and if the Padres think it's right. But if they do bring back Luis Arraez, or if they do explore that further, I still think they need to add another power bat. I don't think, if you look at their offense, they need probably one hitter based on the way the lineup is constructed right now, one kind of everyday regular guy. If they were to bring back Arraez, and if Arraez were to be that guy, then you need to add a power bench bat or a power DH type bat just to kind of fit in and boost those numbers. I think the Padres can reasonably, with a, whether it's a change of philosophy or just moving from one season to the next, expect a bit more power production from some of their big names, Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis Jr., Jackson Merrill. Like, those are guys. I was in Las Vegas for the All MLB Awards last week. The Padres did not have an All MLB guy. All three of those guys are All MLB caliber. The quickest way to fix the offense is for those three guys to be all MLB next season, and I think they can be. Now, beyond that, like, is the DH first base spot, the open spot, like, is Luis Arraez the right fit for what the offense, where the offense needs to go? I don't think he is by himself, because I think the Padres need a little bit more power, but I think you can bring him back if it's at a reasonable cost, and then maybe spend money elsewhere finding another more of a bopper type bat.
Yeah, I agree with you. AJ, very good analysis. Enjoy the rest of your November into Thanksgiving. I will see you at the winter meetings in Orlando, or I suppose somewhere around Ocean Beach, my friend. Thank you very much for the time.
All right, good stuff. Thanks, Sam.
All right, that is AJ Cassville, Padres beat reporter for MLB.com, joining us on this Monday here on 97.3 The Fan. Look, I agree with AJ, and it doesn't mean that, you know, you don't want the Padres to go get a bat and spend. And you saw Josh Naylor sign with the Mariners yesterday, re-sign with the Mariners yesterday, which I think is great for the Mariners. I think that's an outstanding job by them to just have a priority, go get him. It's a really, really good player. Oh, he would be a perfect, perfect player for the Padres to play first base and provide some power. But I tend to agree with AJ in this sense. We can talk about outside bats, you know, for the next hour. But there is no doubt that from a power standpoint, they also need the guys already here to just produce more power. 25 home runs, like I said earlier, Fernando had a really, really nice year. But he's capable of more than 25 home runs. That's not the player that you expected. You expected 30, 35, 40. Probably more on the 35, 40 scale. Manny, you know, again, he finished high 20s. You could use a few more from him. Jackson Merrill, a healthy season. I think you know there's more power in there, certainly. The guys already inside that clubhouse having better years, and especially from a power standpoint, would go a long way. Would go a long way. Having a full season of Ramon Laureano and him providing more from a power standpoint would go a long way. So I agree with AJ in that sense that, you know, a big fix to the power problem is having your stars be more power producing. I mean, look, that to me, and the rotation is a part of this roster that needs addressing, no doubt. And I know it sounds like a broken record when we talk about this over and over and over, and it seems like we have a very similar conversation about it year after year. Make no mistake, this Padres team in 2026, they will go as far as their stars take them. That has not changed. that has not changed. When we come back, get to those NFL headlines. Let's do that. We promise that. Let's get to that. More Padres talk, more Aztec talk, more SDFC talk. We're doing it all on 97.3 The Fan.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayton Soprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.